released from prison and now sells black market weapons from behind the peonies in his wife's greenhouse. He's 16% certain arms dealing isn't a violation of his parole. You have a good feeling about this job. When you get back to your hotel, you make two calls. First, you call the Ford dealer and tell him to get your truck ready. Then you call Lou's wife. Her peonies are suffering from botrytis blight. You tell her treatment begins with good sanitation, and she needs to prune off and destroy the infected parts of the plants. You doubt she'll follow your instructions, and you make a mental note to buy your peonies elsewhere. After 3 days of recon inside the museum, you pay a midnight visit to check out the building and grounds. The garden is thick with unpruned vegetation and smells like piss. Whatever. You aren't there to help with the gardening. You are there to retrieve the necklace, and the thick foliage is a perfect place to hide. You take a few pictures and hide your supplies in the hellebore under a magnificent oak suffering from bacterial leaf scorch. Now, you just have to wait for the perfect night. 1. There are people who need people, and then there are introverts. You don't get to choose that particular personality trait when you're born. You're either the kid who spends recess running around the playground looking for friends, or you're the little angel who sits quietly in the reading corner with a book, lost in another world. I'm definitely one of the people who need people. Leave me alone for more than a few hours, and I'll be speed dialing my way through my contact list or skulking around the local coffee shop looking for familiar faces. I'm the person who will ask if the chair is free at your table, if you look like you need a friend, or chat with you in the grocery line and tell you that you're lucky you've picked this till because Charlotte scans things so fast. A few items always get missed, and you might go home with a free can of beans. I've always admired people who are content with their own company. My bestie Chloe can go an entire weekend without talking to another human being if her daughter is away at a sports game or sleeping over with friends. Actually, that's not entirely true. I don't think we've gone more than a few hours without communicating in some form ever since we met on the school playground in fourth grade. Even in the blackest moments of her favorite romance books, when all is lost and it seems like the couple will never find their happily ever after, Chloe will always be there for me. I don't know what I would have done if she hadn't answered my call the day I, Simi Chopra, almost killed a man. Oh my God, Chloe! I held a mirror over the mouth of the naked octogenarian on the floor to see if he was breathing. People who need people are adept at multitasking, even if it involves getting emotional support from your bestie while trying to revive one of your landlady's many gentlemen callers. Not that I begrudge 80-year-old Rose her extracurricular activities. She'd kindly rented me her basement suite at a reduced rent in exchange for helping with chores and keeping her company on her rare evenings in. Someone in the house had to be getting some good stuff, and it wasn't me. What's wrong? Chloe's soothing voice crackled over my phone speaker. I was due for a phone upgrade, but between rent, loan payments, therapy, and living expenses, even my entry-level office salary, plus a side gig in a candy store, didn't pay enough to indulge. I think I killed someone. Chloe didn't miss a beat. I'll grab some bleach and be right over. You'll be late for work. It's an IT help desk, babe. We spend most of the day telling people to turn the computer off and on again. I can easily get someone to cover for me. Chloe is my ride or die. No questions, no judgment. Everyone should have a friend whose first thought is to run for the bleach when you call to tell her you might have killed someone. Hurry! He's barely breathing! I cleaned the mirror and held it over his mouth again, making a mental note to thank my parents for...